When Jesus came to earth, he created quite a stir when he claimed to be the Son of God. Mighty kings and priests were threatened by the news when he came to call his own. None could shut him down or remove his kingly crown, even when they laid him in the grave. After 3 whole days, his father raised him from the dead and seated him on high by his side. Well, Jesus wandered far and Jesus wandered wide, setting many captives free. He came to fulfill the prophecies of old in a dry and weary land. Time and time again he spoke the Father's will, but before he left he showed us the way. He gave us an example how we ought to live on earth. You can take him at his word. Yes, you can take him at his word. At his holy word. Yeah. Now Jesus walked the earth with heaven on his mind, showing folks the Father's will, healing all the sick, forgiving them of sin, and setting all the captives free. When a friend of Jesus died and they laid him in a tomb, it troubled Jesus so. Still he went to show them how it ought to be and brought him back from the dead. Now what he did back then, we're to do it now. It is written in his word. Until he comes again, we've got a job to do to reach out to the sick and lost. Don't let your hearts be troubled, he's coming back again to receive his own. Until the trumpet blows and we ascend on high, you can take him at his holy word. Yes, you can take him at his word, his life-giving word. When all else fails and you don't know what to do, holy word, yes, you can take him at his word, his life-giving word. When all else fails and you don't know what to do, you can take him at his holy word. You can take him at his holy word. You can take him at his holy word.